Reading from Startide Rising by David Brin, Chapter 52, Aki. The son of a blood-gorged lamprey just wouldn't let go. Aki was exhausted. The metallic tang of the water mixed with the taste of bile from his forestomach as he swam hard to the southeast. He wanted desperately to rest, but he knew he couldn't afford to let his pursuer cut away at his lead. Now and then he caught sight of Cathajan, about 2 kilometers behind him and closing the gap. The giant, darkly countershaded dolphin seemed tireless. His breath condensed in high vertical spouts, like small rockets of fog, as he plowed ahead through the water. Aki's breath was ragged, and he felt weak with hunger. He cursed in Anglic and found it unsatisfying, playing over a resonating, obscene phrase in primal Delphin helped a little. He should have been able to outdistance Cathajan, at least over a short stretch, but something in the water was affecting the hydrodynamic properties of his skin. Some substance was causing an allergic reaction. His normally smooth and pliant hide was scratchy and bumpy. He felt like he was plowing through syrup instead of water. Aki wondered why no one else had reported this. Did it only affect dolphins from Calafia? It was one more unfairness in a series that stretched back to the moment he had left the ship. Escaping Cathajan hadn't been as easy as he expected. Heading southeast, he should have been able to veer right or left to reach help, either Hikahi and the crew at the Thenanin wreck or at Toshio's island. But every time he tried to change course, Cathajan moved to cut the corner. Aki couldn't afford to lose any more of his lead. A wave of focused sonar swept over him from behind. He wanted to curl up into a ball every time it happened. It wasn't natural for a dolphin to flee another for so long. In the deep past, a youngster who angered an older male by trying to copulate with a female in the old bull's harem, for instance, might get thumped or raked, but only rarely was a grudge held. Aki had to stifle an urge to stop and try to reason with Cathajan. What good would that do? The giant was obviously mad. His speed advantage was lost to this mysterious skin itch. Diving to get around Cathajan was also out of the question. The Stenos bretonensis were pelagic dolphins. Cathajan could probably outdive anyone in the Streaker's crew. When next he glanced back, Cathajan had closed to within about a kilometer. Aki warbled a sigh and redoubled his efforts. A line of green-tipped mounds lay near the horizon, perhaps 4 or 5 kilometers away. He had to hold on long enough to reach them.